The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Question. Let's talk about answering services. Call center versus employees already doing the scheduling. My clients are very unhappy with answering a service as it is impersonal. So the reason that we want an answering service, not a human being, is freedom. So human being is choke point. They sleep. They take vacations. They can't just be like waiting for, you know what I'm saying? Like they have other things they need to do. So by definition, it's not really answering services versus employee. It's one person responsible for that, or decentralized power with many people decentralized, you know, ready for that. And when that person quits, not if, but everybody quits at some point, right? What's the next step? And the next step is, are you going to answer the phones? How long does that go on? When a call center has somebody quit or get sick or call in or do whatever human beings call or sleep or whatever, no problem. They've got 30 people. The answers, the phones are answered 24/7. It is just a much better tool for the job. So it's really, there's no question that an answering service is just a better tool for that particular job. I won't fight you on like this answering service sucks or the way they're doing the job is unacceptable. Fine. I haven't heard any of the calls. You know, if you say it's no good, then it's no good. So easy peasy. I'm just going to go through the training and review the calls, like not all the calls, but just jump on a call and be like, this sucks. And I'm going to give them a time to rectify. And then I'm going to jump on a call a day or a recording a day of, you know, a smattering of 5-10 minutes of calls. And if they fix it, problem solved, and they don't, I'm going to hire somebody else. Another beautiful thing about an answering service, if they suck, you just be like, you suck, stop sucking. But be very specific about the problem. So just, you guys aren't, my clients don't like you and you're not personal. I don't know how to fix that. Do you hear on this call, you said this in this way. I want you to say this in that way. That's training that they should take advantage of. And if they don't, then I would absolutely fire them. But just going, you're not doing a good job is not super actionable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I just was listening to some calls and I feel like the call went on a lot longer than it needed to be. And the person calling in just kind of seemed annoyed waiting for the answering service to get all their information. So maybe I just need to train them a little bit more. I like the price point. And so the price point was great. And so, yeah, maybe I just need to train a little bit better.
I always put the first blame on me. I didn't train enough. I wasn't clear enough. I wasn't specific enough. And then I never blame the other guy till the second or third time. Like if I've been very, you know, I wasn't clear, I'll be clear. Still not clear. I'll usually give 3 times around, but in a quick loop. I'm not going to give feedback every month and then wait 3 months to fire them. I'm going to give feedback every day. And then in 2 or 3 days, be like, all right, it's enough. I'm not here to get you. Just make sure the feedback is specific, right? If you're just going, this sucks, do better. I'm going to own that as well. I'm not coaching them properly, but if I'm like, you said this, do this. And then you call them that you hear the exact same thing and they do the exact same thing. I'm like, last chance is the second time I will coach you on new things till the cows come home. If there's just constantly new problems, cause I'll run out of new problems to make. I'm not going to coach you on the same thing more than twice. So here's a second time. This will be the last time we have this conversation because either I'll fire you or you'll fix it. But just to be clear, we're not going to have this conversation again. Cool. Cool. So that's the way I'd go about it. Specific feedback, specific outcomes that you require. Tell them I'm going to listen to a call a day every day. You know, I'm going to give them a new stuff. No problem. Like, oh, I asked them to do this and they did it, but now they kind of didn't do this as well. And I coach them on that. I'll kind of go a lot longer on that than I asked you to do this. It was very clear. I was very specific. You said, gotcha, boss. Didn't do it. I'll give you one more time again. And be like, and if they don't do it again, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to coach you on the same thing 3 times. Obviously you're just not willing or interested and that's fine. I'm just going to find someone who is.
Okay. Yeah, no, that helps. I'll work on that.
For everybody, always thinking in terms of scalability, right? We don't want anything dependent on one human being. And phone answering is, especially for residential, not as big for commercial, but for residential, that's a big position. So we want to make sure we get it right. And I will invest time in that because 70% of your new revenue is going to go through the phone in some regard. So I want to get that right. That is one thing I'll spend.
Yeah, that was kind of one of my things too. It's like, you know, new customers, if they don't like the experience of the call, I was scared to lose clients that way, for new potential clients. So yeah, I think if I put the time in, train them, I think it should go better.
Yes. And on the client side, if they're going to quit over not feeling that the guy was friendly enough, that guy's an asshole. Could you imagine if all this stuff, pardon my language, but if we, all the stuff that we do, and I had someone that answered the phone, hi, Grow My Cleaning Company, like, hey, it's Cindy. I was just wondering if I could talk to Lindsay. Sure, give me a minute. Can I, who's this again? Cindy, are you a client? Yeah, I'm a client. Okay, great. What program are you in? I'm a Next Level. Okay, I'll get you Cindy. Like that, I would say that's kind of not great. If you're like, that's it, I quit. I'd be like, screw you. Like, are you out of here? That's the level of our relationship? Come on. Now, if they're like, F you, you know, Lindsay's dead and I killed her, I'm coming for your family, that's different. But if they're just not ideal and the guy's pissed, that's a different, you know, I'm still going to fix the answering service. I don't like that, but I'm going to have to come to Jesus with the client and be like, listen, if all that's between, if the only value that we're bringing you is completely undone by someone taking 79 seconds or 3.5 minutes on a phone, as opposed to 1.5 minutes that you think, and you want to quit, let's just probably call it now. Like, what? Okay. That's a crazy part. You see what I'm saying? Like, could you imagine that? I mean, I can't even imagine someone being that. I'm okay with feedback. Like if you guys had that experience, like, hey, just so you know, love you guys. The lady on the phone, you guys are all so great, but the lady on the phone seemed to not even know who I was and wasted some of my time. You do you, but I thought you want some feedback. You should, you know, if it was me, I'd probably get someone different. You might want to listen to that call. I'm open to that feedback all day. So if you're getting that from your clients, that's super helpful. I'm like, thank you. I do want you to have a good experience. Thank you. But if you just call and be like, hey, I'm a Next Level. I don't like the way I got treated on the phone. It happens again, I'm out. I'm like, well, let me save you the trouble. I'll let the door hit you in the ass. So just make sure that your psycho people don't get to give psycho feedback. Or if they do, we don't pay attention to it. Fair?
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
Questions. One, I understand what I need to do regarding subcontractors versus employees. I need help with a step-by-step. Do I talk with each one individually about the changes or a staff meeting? Really good question. So I think most people in this room are not in that, so I'm not going to bang the drum too hard, but I want everyone to be clear. That's, or especially you, Alini, it's not like that's going to fix everything, right? Some people are like, I'm in residential. I just went to commercial. That's going to fix it. I don't have a good CRM. If I got that, that would fix it. I'm contractors and I need to be employees. That'll fix it. Absolutely not the truth. It's just, it's going to give you a little more leverage, a little better relationship. It's going to make your business a little better, but it's not the magic. So I just want to set, and it's definitely going to not have you open to litigation if and when a IRS agent comes in and be like, these people were W-2 the whole time. We want, you know, we have to make that right going backwards. So definitely a positive step, but not the be all and end all. So the ways you can do it are ripping the Band-Aid. You're all fired. If you would like to, we're only doing employees. If you'd like to apply for an employee, here's the paperwork. We can get you started today. That would be the easiest, simplest, most risk. The slowest way to do it would be not saying anything to them other than, hey, we're going to start moving with employees. Y'all are grandfathered or grandmothered in. You can stay on the plan that you want, or you can come on to an employee. You get to pick. Just let me know what you want to know. Here's how we pay the employees. Here's how that works. You do you. And then just as you hire new people, their hours will get less and less. They'll quit and it'll be done. If you're going to do that, just make sure you talk to a labor lawyer. I'd be a little concerned if I did get audited. They go, oh, so you knew this was wrong because you started making the switch, but you didn't do it all. I would just make sure that wasn't some sort of red flag or wasn't going to do anything. I'm not a labor lawyer, so I can't, you know, speak to that. I would probably just have a quick conversation. Like, is that okay? Is that really, is that a bad idea? Those are kind of the extremes. How I would have the conversation is probably in a group meeting, just so it doesn't sound like, if I came to each one of you guys, I'm like, hey guys, just so you know, Alini, at the event, we're going to, you might be like, ah, what's going on? If I just came out and said, hey guys, at the event, we're going to do this, it'll be that, everyone cool, cool. It feels a little different. So I don't want to give it a bunch of energy or fear by making it a thing when it's really not a thing. You're just going to say, hey guys, I think you guys are 1099s. I don't know. I want to make sure we do everything right. I want to make sure we provide the best service for our clients. We're going to start moving W-2. Here's what the process is going to look like. And again, you go, everybody's, that all starts today. Let me know if you want to do it or not. We're going to do it in a month. You're grandfathered in. You never have to do it. You've got 90 days, whatever the case is. I would just be like, hey, just so you know, here's how it's going to be. Everyone knew is going to be a W-2. Here's how that affects you. If you have any questions, let me know. But just light energy like it is, because you're not, you know, asking someone for a kidney. You're just changing your legal relationship with them by 20%. It really doesn't have anything to do with anything. Does that make you feel a little better?
Yes, yes, makes sense. I did that on the first semester of 2023 last year, but I didn't, you know, I'll readjust my prices. I didn't understand payroll costs. And the person who are doing the payroll, obviously, it's my responsibility to understand, you know, how that works and the cost and everything. But it just kind of got me in a place that was really hard to even keep up with payroll itself. And then I went back to 1099s. That being said, moving back again to W-2, slowly would be safer instead of moving just changing altogether as far as red flags.
Well, just, I wouldn't say safer, just the likelihood they're all going to leave, or any of them are going to leave. If you're like, hey, everybody, perfect. If I was going to raise prices on Next Level, I'd be like, hey guys, all of your prices are changing as of today. We'll probably lose some people. If I'm like, you've got 90 days to decide, we'll probably lose a little less. If I'm like, you guys are grandfathered in at the old price, but everyone new is paying more, you probably stay longer, right? So it's not risking. It's just, when I say risk, there's two kinds. One is with the government, and
yeah, that's the one I mean. The red flags.
My only concern, not being a business person, not being a lawyer, is if you do it slowly and you have both W-2s and 1099s at the same time. If I'm an auditor who's, you know, the government's not here to help generally, who's trying to stick it to you, I'm going to go, why'd you do both? What's going on? You knew why? What was the difference? How did you treat these? Why? I want to know why. And I'm not saying that's the law or that's going to happen. I'm saying that would be my concern. So much so I would talk to a labor lawyer and go, how would I respond to that? Or, I just want to make sure I'm not telling you to do anything illegal or that's going to open you to exposure, because I'm not an expert in the law.
Yeah. Sounds good. Good.
So it's not, I'm not saying you're going to be screwed, Alini. If you do this, you're done. I just want to cover my bait. I'm pretty laissez-faire when it comes to all that side of it. This is one of the things I would probably call labor lawyer and go, just to be clear, what are my exposures if I do it this way? And then I'm just going to weigh the exposure of, well, I told everybody and some people might quit, but I don't have the legal exposure, or the other way of, okay, I, you know, did it really slowly and I'm okay with the legal exposure. And there is never going to be a perfect answer where this is all wins and no losses. It's here's the risk I'm more tolerant of. That's all.
Yeah, my mainly concern is not about like the changes with the team or the hire new people. It's mainly with the red flag with the government.
I would probably just do it all. Again, talk to a labor lawyer because he's going to be able to tell you actual legal advice, where I'm giving you common sense business advice, which is different.
Yeah.
But if you weren't going to talk to a labor lawyer, which I think you should, and your main concern is liability, I would rip it all at once. So if the auditor came in, I'd be like, I thought they were this. I got some better coaching, I think is this. And I switched to everybody. As soon as I knew I was breaking the law, I stopped.
Okay.
As soon as I perceived I might be breaking, because that's the problem. There's no black and white. You could argue one way, the guy could argue another. There's no, you know, stealing. It's yours. I take it. That's wrong. But if you said I could borrow it for a week and I borrow it for two, that's kind of what the labor is of, are they 1099 or contracts? Like, depending on who you ask and what rules you look at and how you emphasize it, it's the same in Canada. Both of our countries do a terrible job making that distinction. And it varies state to state. That's another thing. I can't even give you general federal law because different states have different laws. It's very frustrating.
Okay.
Cool. Question two. The six contractors I have are full-time. Do I turn them into part-timers, or can I do that with the new ones? Yes, I'm going to start diluting them. So that is that's going to have a much bigger impact on your day-to-day experience of the business. Having 12 guys or gals doing 20 hours as opposed to six working 40, that's going to make your life a lot better. But because it's not legal and I don't think you're doing things to get in trouble, it is not a right now problem. So I would want that done over the next 60 days. And you don't really have to have a big, hey, everybody, just so you know, I'm going to start taking your hours. Like, I would just start diluting it and see how it happens. And when they come to me and ask, hey, I've noticed whatever, I've got more people, then I would just have that conversation with them. So I'm not saying you can't, but I don't think it's going to be a benefit to the company or to them if you have a big announcement for no reason. Just so you know, 60 days from now, you're all going to be working 15 to 20 hours. If you don't like it, get the hell, you know, I think that might cause some fear that doesn't need to be there. But if you just let it start happening. And then as it does, if you hear some things in me, hey, just so you know, we're probably going to cut hours back. We're always going to give hours to the best people. So if you want the most hours, do a great job, get good reviews. But yeah, I'm going to start diluting it. Not over 6 months, but it doesn't have to be over 6 days either. For me, if it was my company, I'd want this done in 60 days.
And as far as with like current client, new clients, they're not going to know any different how I run the company. But with the old clients that are used to, because I do have the routes and clients made a relationship and they change not very often. So how do I deal with the clients to trust me as a company and not to get attached to one particular team or?
So I do that intentionally. Yeah. Regardless, I don't like that relationship. Just like Cindy was talking about, like, hey, they, because what happens is that, you know, they start like, well, what do we need Alini for? Like, you know, I'll just give you 80% of the money and you make more and I pay less. And, you know, what I think it's a dirtbag way to go about it. And it's not very high morals or integrity, but that doesn't mean people won't do it. So I intentionally do not like that. I don't want any of my clients feeling like that's my cleaner. It's like, no, you pay me to do a job. Like for those of you guys been around for a while, we had Tracy, I think she actually bought a cleaning company. She moved on to bigger and better things, which is great. I love her. I want good things for her. Nobody was like, oh, well, Tracy was my coach. I need, you know what I'm saying? Because like we get you a result, not, and again, I don't think I'll step back. Certainly not from Next Level for, I have no plans to do that. But if I did, I'm telling all of you guys, what you can expect is, am I still going to get the same or better results I'm getting now? And if the answer is yes, like, well, you don't get a vote if I do this or not. If obviously the new guy sucks and you're not getting results, certainly you can raise your hand like, hey man, I got a problem. So that's the relationship I want you to have with your clients, and same on the employees. Like I wouldn't, like if Suzanne was like, oh no, Claire's my client. I'm like, no, Claire is the company's client, or Alini. We allow you to do this task for money. She is not your, like, let's be clear. So I want everyone to understand the relationship, and these are your clients and your employees, and the employees can choose to work with you or not. And the clients can choose to work with you or not, but they can't go do their own thing. So I intentionally, like, every week they get the schedule I assign them. And if they don't like that, then best of luck finding in your new opportunity. That's a big deal. So if you've been doing it the other way.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
If you've been doing it the other way, you don't, again, same thing with the full-time versus part-time. You don't have to, like, that was on you, right? Because you, like, so for me, because I've held that standard, I can enforce it. If someone tried to step out of it, I can be like, hey, you know, that's wrong. But if I never did that and I moved to it, I'd go slowly, right? Because if you start doing it all of a sudden, like, well, you're just being, this seems very capricious. So all of that change I would have make together over the next couple months. Sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you, Alini.
No, yeah. So should be like a policy. I can just make it that clear for new clients, and they're like, no, we don't keep the same person every time. You kind of, what's the best way to position myself to
clients? It's a benefit. If you, again, say it's Alonzo and they love Alonzo, who doesn't love Alonzo? But guess what? Alonzo's a human being who gets sick. If you give him 10 seconds, he'll have another kid. Like, who knows what's going to happen? He goes on vacation. So for me, it would be asinine for me to go, I guarantee you, all of you guys, Suzanne, for the rest of your life, till one of us dies, and Suzanne will never die, she will be your, like, that's insane for me to say. Like, I can't control, she might leave them. I love her. I don't think I have no, I'm not trying to tell you nothing. I can't control her. So you would know I'm a liar if I'm like, oh yeah, Suzanne, you know, we're with the, no offense if any of you guys are, what's it called? What's that? They have the Sea Org. It's some religion in California, Tom Cruise, Scientology, like they sign a 100,000-year contract. It's like, well, good luck enforcing that. Like, just so if I said like, oh yeah, Suzanne and I have signed a 100,000-year contract, I guarantee, like, come on, it's not even legal. There's slavery, like she can't quit. Like, so it would be silly for you to say this person will be here forever. Like, no, you're paying me to have a team of qualified people. Same reason I told Cindy, don't hire an answering person, because people get funky. Yeah. Hire a service. That's the benefit, that there's a bunch of people. They wouldn't be like, sorry, Cindy, you have your one lady who we guarantee will be there forever. It's like, well, that's not reasonable, but we will always have 20 people trained, ready to answer the phone. One quits, you won't even know it because the other guy's going to stand up. She's like, oh, thank God, that's what I want. So you see how you can position it, not position it, really is a benefit to them. They just need to understand it.
Yeah, same concept at the answering call. That's great.
Yeah, okay. Could you imagine going to McDonald's and be like, well, Mike Castro always makes my burger. I don't want this guy. Like, they'd be like, what are you talking about? It's a Big Mac. All exactly the same. Like, that's the point, is they get a response, not this person giving the response.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.